Starting the Suzy training on Rene Nair. Rene, R-E-N-E-E. Rene, R-E-N-E-E. Nair, N-A-I-R, and as Nancy. Rene Nair, N-A-I-R. Date of birth is 8/27/58. Date of visit is 10/14/24. Please make copy for Brian Bogdanovics. Brian, B-R-I-A-N, Bogdanovics. B-O-G-D-A-N-O-W-I-C-Z, M-D. Dear Brian, next paragraph. Dear Brian, thank you for sending Rene Nair for primary evaluation. Next paragraph is from Thomas. This is a 66-year-old lady who has a prior history of obstructive sleep apnea, has been on a CPAP setup with a nasal pillow since the past 5 years. The patient states she had a sleep study in Georgia, and her CPAP machine is not functioning well and was recalled, period. The patient is not, the patient did have a refurbished CPAP setup, which she has used over the past year and a half, but it does not function normally, and she still has daytime fatigue and some sleepiness, period. She also is overweight and has tried to lose some weight, period. A chest x-ray done on 8/1/22 showed no active pulmonary disease. Next paragraph, the patient, next paragraph, past history. The patient has a past history of melanoma excised from the right shoulder in the year 2000, hysterectomy in 02, lumbar discectomy in 04, and history of hypothyroidism and hypertension for about 10 years. It also has obstructive sleep apnea, treated for 5 years. She has hyperlipidemia and has had rosacea. Next paragraph, habits. The patient denies smoking and drinks alcohol moderately. Next paragraph, allergies to emicin, lisinopril, and amlodipine. Next paragraph, family history. Father died of respiratory failure at age 94. Mother died of dementia and history of TIA and perforated diverticulum. The father also had breast cancer. Next paragraph. Med list included Synthroid 50 micrograms daily, atorvastatin 10 milligrams daily, Clonopin 0.5 milligrams daily, and Nexium 40 milligrams daily. Next, system review. The patient has had fatigue, no weight loss. have no double vision or cataracts. No. I'm sorry, she does have vertigo. And no blackout spells. No nosebleeds. And she does have apnea. And has some nasal allergies. She has reflux symptoms, no abdominal pains, no constipation, no diarrhea. So no chest or jaw pain, no calf muscle pains, no leg edema. She has anxiety attacks. She has no easy bruising, nice joint pains or muscle stiffness. She has no seizures, headaches, but has some memory loss and neuropathy in her feet. And denies skin rash or itching. Next, physical exam. This moderately overweight, middle-aged white female is alert. No acute distress, no pallocyanosis, clubbing or peripheral edema. Blood pressure 130 by 72, pulse is 84, respiration 16, temps 97.6. Weight is 152, saturation 96. HEND non-phthalic pupils are reactive. Tongue is moist, throat is injected, ears no inflammation. Nasal mucosa edematous. Next, supple no bruise, no thyroid enlargement or lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements with decreased excursions. And lung fields are clear. Heart, the absence of regular S1 and S2, no murmur, no S3. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no organo. Megaly, the bowel sounds are active. Extremities, no edema. Mild varicosities, there's no calf tenderness. Reflexes 1 plus with no gross motor deficits. Cranial nerves, ghostly intact, skin, no lesions noted. Next paragraph, fresh. Number 1, obstructive sleep apnea. Number 2, history of hypertension. Number 3, hypothyroidism. Number 4, gastroesophageal reflux. Next, next paragraph, plan. Patient has been advised to get a polysomnographic study to see if she qualifies for a new CPAP machine. She will also continue with a weight loss program. And so it's advised to get a chest X-ray, PA and lateral. And a copy of her previous polysomnogram will be requested. And a follow-up visit will be arranged in approximately 6 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Brian Bogdanowicz, 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 MD. Brian Bogdanowicz, MD. Thank you.